Well, Aucklanders fleeing the city for the school holidays are being urged to be patient as they hit the road out of town, with damage to the harbour bridge still causing some delays. Two of the bridge's eight lanes are out of action while repairs are done. That work's adding to the usual Friday night congestion. There have also been two crashes on the city's motorways over the past few hours. Well, joining me now with the latest on the traffic situation is Neil Walker from Waka Kotahi. Kia ora, Neil. Would you bring us up to date? What's happening on the bridge and the roads in general tonight?
Good evening. On the bridge, so things are flowing quite well actually from on southbound, so heading from the North Shore into town. There's still some congestion on the heading north at the night, and some of that will be contributed to people leaving town, I'd imagine. But the bridge it's flowing okay at the moment.
That is a relief. What are some of the other areas which can be a bit troublesome on the Auckland network tonight?
Yeah, we've seen quite a bit of traffic on State Highway 1 heading south, so out of the city. And there's also a bit on State Highway 20 at the moment around the airport area. So it looks like what we'd expect to see when people going away for a long weekend. There's also there's a few spots on the Western Ring Route too, which have got a bit of congestion on them around Te Aratu and Henderson area. But overall, not too bad. It's probably better than what we expected tonight.
Some good news.
School holidays. Yeah.
Great. Well, looking ahead to the weekend, looks a bit wild weather-wise. How do we drive in safe conditions, manage, make sure there's not another incident on the Harbour Bridge?
Yeah, right. So, and we've got some predictions around the weather for the weekend. So we're expecting Saturday night, Sunday morning, there to be high winds on the bridge. Given that we've got a temporary fix on the bridge at the moment, we are going to be more conservative around when we would close the bridge. So I suppose general advice is that if you're driving a high-sided vehicle, or if you're riding a motorcycle, the best option is to take the Western Ring Route rather than going over that bridge Monday night, Sunday morning, or to keep an eye out on the weather forecast and see how it's going. But we're expecting there to be high winds. Based on the predictions that we're getting at the moment, I mean, there's a possibility that we might even close the bridge for a short period if we need to, if we think the wind gusts are getting up higher. And this is mainly related to the state of the bridge at the moment with the temporary fix on it. We don't want any other incidents on there while it's in that state.
Just confirming, Neil, when might those bridge closures have to happen?
So the predictions at the moment are Saturday night, Sunday morning. We're expecting high winds during that period. It'll quieten down a bit on Sunday, and then we're expecting them to pick up again on Monday, Tuesday.
Motorists, just keep an eye on traffic closures to keep abreast of that.
That's right, yep.
And, of course, for the rest of the country, it's looking like it'll be pretty blustery, icy, wild in parts. Any other road closures you might be expecting?
Not at the moment. The focus is on Auckland, I'd have to say.
Right. How are things progressing in terms of managing the repairs, and when are we expecting those other two lanes to be open?
I can't give you a time for that. All I can say really is our people are working very, very hard to see if we can get it done as quickly as we possibly can. And of course, the overarching thing was we want to make sure it's that when we open it, it's been done properly, it's safe. There's a lot of peer review work that needs to be done to make sure that when they do reload the bridge with the new fix on it, that it's actually been done correctly. So we're hoping it to be not too far off, but it's still going to be a couple of days before we can confirm when that's going to happen.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Neil. That was Neil Walker from Waka Kotahi.